on the dalit. Starts on the dalit, it continues on to on the base. Tanu rabbonim. Chosik yecholim b'shabbos chayv chatas. If one shovels out coals, yecholim on Shabbos, he's chayv chatas, that means he's chayv on chatas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer oimer mishum Rabbi Lezer b'Rabbi Chodek chayv shtayim. Mipnei shum Shabbos el yoynos u'mavir esat achtoynos. When he shovels out the coals and he puts it in a different kli, so it comes out that the bottom ones, which were before the bottom, now become the top, and the top ones were before the first kli were the top, now they're in the bottom. And the bottom coals are burning less because they have the weight of the top ones on top of them. The top coals are burning more. So now that he turned it over, so the bottom ones, which were less, became more top aura. And the top ones, which were more, now became less, but they're on the bottom, so it's like kibbutz. So the Tanakhama says it's chayv on one chatos. Rabbi Lozer ben Tzodek says it's chayv shtei chatos. Why? Because he's mechabe vel yonos. On the yonos there's kibbutz, and the bottom ones there's avora. So then the Gemara goes on to say, what's it talking about? B'mayas kinnon. If he's mechaven to be mechabe and mavir, he wants both. He wants also kibbutz and also avora. So my time and demand a potter. Why does one say that he's potter on two? He should be chayv two. Elo deloko mechaven laavir. He doesn't mean to burn, to make avora on chelik. My time and demand a mechayv tarti. Why is he chayv two? So the Gemara says, a few terutzim. The first terutz, the Gemara says, Reb Lozer Reb Chanina Damri Tavayu Kigun Sheniskaben Niskaben Lechabos El Yoynos Kedei Laavir Es Atachtoynos. So he wants both. Tanakama Kosovar Mikalkil Bavora Potter. Reb Lozer Reb Tzodiko Machayev V'chein Amor Abirchano Benapoch Shonos. Talking about the Napoch, that he really needs small coals, not higher ones, not bigger, not stronger burning coals. So he wants to be mechabed el yonos, and the avar of the tachtonos he doesn't really need. So the shayla is, because for him it's a kilkul, the avar is a kilkul, so the shayla is mekalkul b'avar chayv or not, because we had the daf before, it said just like that some say mekalkul b'avar is chayv. It's talking about the napach that he needs to burn coals to heat up the nettles he works with, aluminum person. Ami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Kalo Nizgal Sotayma Shel Halacha Zuba. Now we know that it's talking about the Napoch, and the Machloket is Mekalkel Bav Ora. Ami Barovin Rav Chananya Barovin Damri Tavayu Kigun Sheniskaven Lechavu Yisu Lehavir. He wanted both, also Kibui and also Av Ora. But the Machloket is Tanikam Esov Aloke Rabbi Yossi Doma Av Ora Lelav Yotzos. That the Rabbi Yossi holds that Bechlal, the Melech of Av Ora, of making a fire on Shabbos, is not chayv chatos, it's only a lav. Rab Lezer b'Rab Tzodik sovalo k'Rab Nosen domar avora l'chalik yotzos. So menele it's chayv also chatos. Rav Omar l'hakti miki b'nai, he wanted one should come before the other, and the seder switched around, the shayl is when the seder switches around, is chayv or not. And he did it all at once. He instead of doing one after the other, he did it bevasachas. So because he did it bevasachas, so one is the right time and one is not the right time. The shaila is if he's chayv on that or not. Ravashi Omar, we need Ravashi right now. Ravashi Omar kigun sheniskaven lechabos v'uvaru me'alein. He wanted to make that they should be more kibui, less strong the coals, and he didn't realize that it's going to make a havora from that. So Tanakama Savalok Rab Shimon Domo Dobo Shen Miskavin Potter. Rab Shimon holds that Dobo Shen Miskavin, you're not mechavin for it, you don't need it, is Potter. So Memele Davor that came alayin is Potter. Rab Lezer Rab Tzodik Savalok Rab Yudha Domo Dobo Shen Miskavin is Chayim. So Tosfos says, Svirelek Rab Yudha Domo Dobo Shen Miskavin Chayim. So yes, Vintoim Alefi Masha Pirish Rabbein Yitzhak Perakamadik Suvis. Hodom, Rabbi Yudha Dovah Shein Miskaven also, Mida Rabbonan Dab, Shevloi Minatoy, or the Re says that what Rabbi Yudha says Dovah Shein Miskaven is also, is Dabke, is only Mida Rabbonan, but Minatoy is Mutter, Dovah Shein Miskaven. I think it's because he says, Mlech Zemach Shabbos, Agabe Shabbos. kosher, doche, mashma dim doraisa koma, de mechaev chatos, because he's learning pshat in the mandoma, he says mechaev chatos. Why? Because dover shenim is covenant chayev. You see, that dover shenim is covenant. It's also midoraisa. But if it's a psikration, means that it has to happen, like you cut off the head of a behemoth and you say it's not going to die, that's called psikration b'lo yomus. If it's muchach to happen, so it's also midoraisa by dover sheinu miskaven. It's mashmal lefi Rabbi Yehuda. In toma in ten afilu lefi Rabbi Shimon moide. So Rabbi Shimon is also afilu Rabbi Shimon moide that sikreishu lo yamus is also by dover sheinu miskaven. Even though dover sheinu miskaven is muta. Maiko mal tanikam esviru like Rabbi Shimon. Why does he say that tanikam is like Rabbi Shimon and he's only chayv one chatos because of dover sheinu miskaven? But if it's a sikreishu that'll be avora. So for sure, you should be chayav. Yesh loyma, doch avetayv edem locha shenet tzricha legufa. Rabbi Zeb Rabbi Shimon letamayu, vayid denok atayv edadobo shenet miskamen lo nitzricha edo locha shenet tzricha legufa. So Torah says, be'emes, it doesn't have to do with dobo shenet miskamen, because if it's mitzah dobo shenet miskamen, so midorais etzimuta, there wouldn't be a chiyuv chatos. The reason why here there's a machlokes and Rabbi Yudal that it's also, and the Tanakam holds it's chayv only one chatos. He holds like Rabbi Shimon that melacha shenet tzricha legufa is poter. Memela, so the avora that came shelo b'chavona is a melacha shenet tzricha legufa because he doesn't need that avora. If you don't need that pachlis, it's called the shenet tzricha legufa. So memela, he holds like Rabbi Shimon that it's poter. And Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Tzadik, the whole that's chayv shtayim. So it's like Rabbi Yehuda and Melocha Sheina Tzricha Legufa, like here that he doesn't need the Avora, is chayv chatos. So Tosfos continues to say, "Vayi desoba Sheina miskavenu, deine chofetz ba'avorosom shel hagecholim. Sheina inenu mehem, aval ba'i dektoni achus hagecholim lischamim b'hem, lo inok ad miskaven Sheina miskaven, shara lischamim moise." אבל מלאכה שאינה צריכה לגופה היא. ולקח פוטר רב שימן, אף על גב דה פסיקרי שהיא דיקים על דמלאכה שאינה צריכה לגופה היא פוטר. So Tosfos learned that the machlokes lefi Rav Ashi is talking not about dover shena miskaven which midoraisis muter, only it's talking about melacha shena tzricha legufa v'tzchayv or poter. Now we'll go and we'll follow the way Rav Chaim talks about the sugya. Rav Chaim starts off in the Rambam in Perek Yud, Alocha Yud Zayin, in Ilchus Shabbos, he says, Amati shchin b'Shabbos kedei la'alchiz tiyamako. If somebody has a boil, a sore, and inside this pus, there's mugla, and he has to take it out, lecha, to take out on Shabbos, so if he opens it up like the rofim, kederach shor rofim, Muslim, the doctors, they open it up, that should be a wide hole, and it helps the sore to heal, that it's open to the air, and it's machnis avir and motzi leicho, so it's a pesach she'osi lachnis lehoitzi. Lefi the Rashi in the Gemara is chayv mishum boine, and there's one Rashi that he says boine or makke bepatish, attack and kli. The Rambam says it's chayv she miskavne berfuah la'achiv pi amakor is a chayv, and the Rambam holds it's chayv mishum makke bepatish, so it's attack. So he says, "Ve'im efiso loitzi mimenu alecho shebo muter." If he opened it up today, just today to take out the lecho, he doesn't need that there should stay a pesach. He doesn't care that pesach should close up afterwards, so it's muter. And alocha chofei, he says, "Remosim amazikin kenuchoshim bakrabim snakes that are there kayutzibren muter lotzu boisam b'shabbos." You're allowed to catch them on Shabbos, even though tzedos are malocha on Shabbos. Vushi iskaven leinotel minishichosim. If his kavanah is kedei only to save himself, that they shouldn't bite him, so that's mutar. But if he wants to catch them because he needs them, that's called seder. So in both these cases, if he's mechaven for the pula, that's a malocha, it's a malocha chayv chatos. But if he's only kedei to save himself or to take out lecho, then it's even mutar. And the Rambam says, ketzad u'esek kli alein u'makif alein u'koshron kedei shlo yaziku. So the Magid Mishnah over there asks the Kasha that the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Beis, Omrav Yudom Rav, Zu Divrei Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds that Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufo is Potter. And the Gemara says that Mapis Morsa B'Shabbos, if Lasers Lo Fechayv Loitzim Men Aleicha Potter, Mantane, Omrav Yudom Rav, Reb Shimon Yidom Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufo Potter Loitzim. And he could demasni on sod nochosh b'shabos misasik b'shlo yishchenu poter l'refu chayv mantanam avidom av Reb Shimon idom amloch shein tzurich l'gufa poter l'ef. So the Gemara says that to be matir say that nochosh that he shouldn't bite him, or to be matir a mapis morsa to open a sur just to g'day l'itzi leicho is only muter l'fi Reb Shimon that meloch shein tzurich l'gufa. He's making a Pesach, but he doesn't need the Pesach to be a Pesach. Or he's catching it, but he doesn't need the tzedah of the nochosh. He just needs it, shouldn't bother him. So that's only mutar, because nochosh eina tzricha legufa is potter. So b'mokim tzara, the rabbonim were always gozer. B'mokim tzara, they weren't gozer. So if so, the Rambam, then in Perek Aleph on Hilchos Shabbos, he paskins that nochosh eina tzricha legufa is chaya, then he says the same thing in Hilchos Shgogas in the end of Perek Zayin. So how could the Rambam paskin that a mapis morsa is mutar on Shabbos, but it's a melacha sheina tzricha legufa is chayiv? That's a kasha the Magid Mishnah brings on the Rambam. And there's another kasha Reb Chaim says that in Shabbos Daf Gimel says from Shmuel. Till now we were talking on Rav. That's very important because that's his thesis to say that there's a difference between Rav and Shmuel. Second kasha goes on Shmuel. Shmuel says that all Pturei of Shabbos is Potter Avalosa, but Mapis Morsa, it says Potter, it's Mutter also. Why? Because B'mokim Tzara, they weren't Gozer. So Tosfos says B'shem the Bahag that Shmuel himself paskins that Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayev. So how could it be that Mapis Morsa is Mutter? It's a Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. He's doing a Pesach, but he doesn't need the Pesach Zeina Tzricha L'Gufa. So if he's Shmuel, that's Chayev. It should be Chayev, it shouldn't be Mutter to do it. So Reb Chaim says that Mapis Morsa, the heter, that when he's miskaven, when he's not miskaven to make a pace, just miskaven to be mitzi lecho, then it's the heter is because Dover Sheinu miskaven is Mutter. If you demand on that's Mutter. Dover Sheinu miskaven is really Mutter. Like anything, any time, any aver in the Torah, if it's Sheinu miskaven, so it's Mutter. The Gemara says that it's a psik reisha. Psik reisha, even if Eina Miskaven is mutar, but a psik reisha is also, and Reb Shimon, that he holds that's mutar, the Gemara says, Melta Reb Shimon be psik reisha, and Tafkuf Lam Gimon Shabbos, that is also. And here it's a psik reisha, because he's opening to Moi Moitzi later, he's making a Pesach. So he says, on that, Tosfos brings down the Oruch, says that a psik reisha, the Loi Nichele, he doesn't need it, he doesn't want, he doesn't have a use for the Pesach. It's not called the Easter of Psik Reisha. Mele goes back to be called the Dover Sheinu Miskaven. And if you're Shimon, it's the Dover Sheinu Miskaven, which is Mutter. And if so, if that's the Heter, because it's the Dover Sheinu Miskaven, that's Mutter. But the Gemara says that it's a Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. Why is it a Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa? That's also, it should be a Dover Sheinu Miskaven, which is Mutter. So now Reb Chaim brings down the Gemara that we talked about in Krisus Daf Chof. Brings down the Gemara that says, "Achosik Yecholim B'Shabbos says Lefi the Tanakam Chayv one Chatos, and if Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Reb Elazar ben Reb Tzadik is Chayv Shtein, because he's making a kibui on the Elyonos and the Havara on the Tachtonos." And Ravashi said that it's talking that he's miskaven for kibui and Huvaru Me'aleim. And the Tanakama holds like Reb Shimon that Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Potter, Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik holds like Reb Yehuda that Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Chayv. And he brings down Tosfos Kasha that we just learned that Dover Sheinu Miskaven is only Midor Rabbanan Amidor Raisa. And Tosfos learns that Be'emes it's not talking about Dover Sheinu Miskaven, it's talking about Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. But he brings down, but the Rambam doesn't hold like Tosfos. Because the Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin Hilchos Shgogos says, I'll read the Rambam. The last halacha of the perek, halacha Yud Beis. Achoyse gecholim b'shabot, shu mechabes ol yonis ul ma'ad likes atachtoinois, im miskaven l'chavoidus ul ahavi yor chayev. It is shtayim. It's chayev both, it is miskaven for both. so he's midayik. That's only because he was miskaven for kibui and avor. But if he would be miskaven only for one of them, if it would be huvaru me'alein, he's miskaven for kibui, and huvaru me'alein, and that wasn't his kavanah, so he wouldn't be only chayev one. Aye, the Rambam says, so why would he be chayev only one? He's doing the melacha, why is he potter from one? So he says, the Rambam paskins melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufo, chayev olev. And so it should be like a melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufo, he should be chayev on the other one. So we see that he's mefarish the sugya that is bemis because of dovar she'ena miskav, not because of melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufo, that would be mechayev. Only he's mefarish the sugya just like it says in the Gemara of the Lashon, that's dovar she'ena miskaven, that we hold that dovar she'ena miskaven is like the Tanakhama, that he says chayv only one chatas, and if ena miskaven for the avora because it was huvaru me'alein, so memela is potter on the avora and is chayv on the kibri. Now it goes on to the masbir that Dobar Shein Miskaven, why on Shabbos is Mutar, only Midrabbonan it's also? So he says because it's a Meleches, it's not Meleches Machsheves. A Dobar Shein Miskaven has to be Meleches Machsheves, a Choshev Melech that he thought about it, he needed it. But if it's Shein Miskaven, he didn't need it, he didn't think about it. So the Reb Chaim says that the Machlokes of Dobar Shein Miskaven and Kola Torah Kula, if it's Mutar, it's also. And we have a posik for that. Rashi Yuma says, and the Gemara says that Baharis, it's a posik that your kotzitz a Baharis, you make mila even if there's a Baharis. The mokum Baharis is also yokut. So why does the Gemara have to say? It's a Gemara, yes, if it's dover sheinu miskaven, he's not miskaven for kotzitzas Baharis, he's only miskaven for mila. And the Ksitzas Bayeres is Memelev. Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Mutar, so that should also be Mutar. So one time the Gemara says, because it goes like Reb Yudah, that Dover Sheinu Miskaven is also. So it's Mashma and Rashi, that it comes like from this Posik. Why did the Posik have to say that it's Mutar to do a Mila B'Tzoras? Simen that all the time Dover Sheinu Miskaven is also. So the Torah had to be Mutar, special Mila B'Tzoras. So the fear of Yudah, Dover Sheinu Miskaven is all the time also. And the other Madoma says, Mila B'Torah, so we see Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Mutar. So he says there's a difference. That Dover Sheinu Miskaven, the heter is because he has to do something that he wants the thing, and he has kavona for that. That means his tachlis and his rotzon is to do that certain thing. And the Moshe, he brings down a Gemara in Psochim Dav Chofei. That if a person has to walk in the street, he has no choice. He has to walk down a certain street, and he'll have anor from a reach of a dozor or any kind of avera, and it's bal kocho. There's no choice. Abaye says it's mutar. Rova says it's also. And then the Gemara says in a second lotion that the machlok is Abaye Rova. If it's mutar or also to be named from that anor that comes without a choice, bal kocho. It's talking by Loy Epshar. It's not possible to get out of it. But he's called Mechaven. He's Mechaven to be Nene. So Lefi Reb Shimon, that he always says that Dobar Sheinu Miskaven is Mutar. So we see that the Iser and the Heter and the Torah is totally in his Kavona. So here, if he won't have Kavona, it's Mutar. But if he'll have Kavona, called Mechaven, it's also. But Lefi Reb Yudah, that he doesn't take account his Kavona, even Dobar Sheinu Miskaven is also. So it's not totally in Kavon, it's totally in his Maiseh. So if it's a Yevshur, so it's not his Maiseh, maybe it's Mutar. So we see that even though he knows that Ano will come, that he'll have this or certain Ano, have an Yisr Ano, but since he's not miscavenging to it, it's Mutar. Why? Because the Iker is that Kavon, that is Kavon Rotten, that he wants a certain thing. The Ran says, so what's with Psik Ratio? So he brings down the Machlokes Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos says if it's a Psik Ratio, it's also just like his Maisa. And Psik Ratio, you have to say if so, that it's also Ki'ilu Yad Kavona. I think the Lashon of Rashi is also that it's by Psik Ratio, it's Ki'ilu Yad Kavona. But the Ran says that Isuri Ano, if you're not Mechaven for it, even though it's a Psik Ratio, it's still not called Ano. Ano means like pleasure. If you're not Mechaven to have that Ano, you don't choose that Ano, so it's not called Ano. And he brings out the Rambam in Perek Yudalit Macholas Asuras Paskin said, "No, Abba Lo Yilodim Bal Korchoi is and he's not mechaven to be nene from it is muter." And he doesn't say enough kamina if it's psikereisha or not. So the Reb Chaim says mashma from the Rambam that even if it's psikereisha, if it's ano Abba Lo Yilodim Bal Korchoi without kavona, it's muter. So we see that even though he'll for sure have anor, but if he's not mechaven for it, he doesn't need it, it's not nichele. So it's not a dober she miskaven. It's called a dober she eino miskaven. That's b'cholat Torah kula. By Meleches Machsheves, he says that it's totally that's not totally in his kavon and his rosin if he wants it. He just needs that he has das, that he knows that he's doing this melacha. Meleches Machsheves means he knows that he's doing it. And like he says in Krisus, it says Nisafik b'Shabbos is poter Mishum de Meleches Machsheves also toyo. That means why? Because Nisafik he didn't know that he's doing it, or he brings the Gemara and Baba Kama. If a stone was always even Menachas Lo Bechekoi, he didn't know that somebody had put a stone in his lap, and then when he gets up, he stood up and it fell out and it became a Melacha Doraisa, let's say from Rishus to Rishus. Or whatever it did, and because he stood up and the stone fell out, it was a Meleches Shabbos, he's potter. Why? Because Meleches Machsheves also Torah. That means because in these cases, the Melacha wasn't done through his das, through his mind, only was done kilu by itself. So that's why it's potter. So he says that in our Gemara, If there was a psikereisha, so the Aruch says psikereisha de lo nichele is muter. That doesn't have to do with Meleches Machsheves. If it's because of Meleches Machsheves, he knows that he's doing it, it should be a melacha. But on the other hand, it's a dover sheino miskaven. If he's eino miskaven, so it's totally. If it's nichele, it becomes kavona. If it's not nichele, so it's eino miskaven, so it would be muter. So the chilek between nichele and lo nichele is in the part that's called eino miskaven, not in the part of meleches machsheves. So it could be, it should be something that's a meleches machsheves that we know he's doing it. He knows he's doing it, but still it would be a eino miskaven. So he says that the Gemara increases that says miskaven lechabot vuvaru me'aleihen, that it says that lefi Reb Yehuda dover sheino miskaven also is chayev, and Tosfos is that a chayev is only midar rabbanan and not midar raisa. It should not be chayev. It should only be a isa rabbanan and not a do raisa. So he says it's not shver, lo kosher, because on Shabbos, why is the dover sheino miskaven potter? Because usually it's meleches machsheves, but here it's a psikereisha. So it is Meleches Machsheves, because it's a psikereisha, he knows he's doing it. If he knows he's doing it, it's Meleches Machsheves. But it could be a Sadova Shein HaMiskaven, because it's Lo Nichale, he didn't want Avora, he just wanted the kibbutz. So Memele, Lefi the Rambam, the Machlokis is, it's talking about the psikereisha, and because Uvaru Me'alein, he didn't realize it would be Avora, but there will be Avora because it's a psikereisha. But it remains in the category of Dova Shein HaMiskaven, the Lo Nichale. So that's a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, if dover sheino miskaven is mutar also. So then he says that it's a teretz on the Rambam, the stira on the Rambam. The Rambam says mapis mor says mutar and he paskins mlocha sheino tzurich l'gufa chayev. And the Gemara says that mapis mor says mutar because mlocha sheino tzurich l'gufa is potter. And if the Rambam paskins chayev, he can't be mater mapis mor. So he says because Shmuel holds that dover sheino miskaven is mutar. So Emachanami that a mapis morsa is a psikereisha, and Memele it's called Meleches Machsheves, but still it's a psikereisha delo nichele, and a psikereisha delo nichele is called the dover sheino miskaven, which is muter. And the Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin is talking lefi Rav, Amar Rav Yudom Rav, and Memele lefi Rav, a yod dover sheino miskaven is also. So it can't be a tell of him. We have to say because it's a melacha sheino. That means mapis morsa is a melacha sheino tzricha legufa. He's making a pesach. But he doesn't need that tachlis of melacha sheina tzricha legufa. It would come out that it's two different interpretations of melacha sheina tzricha legufa. The Chazanish asks on the Rambam and Rab Chaim that what the Rab Chaim says that the mapis morsa Eloitzi Lecha is really a Dovar Sheinu Miskaven. So he says, why is it a Dovar Sheinu Miskaven? He has Kavona, he's making a Pesach, and it's a Pesach Lachnis Eloitzi, he just doesn't need that Tachli. It's really a Mlocha Sheinu Tzricha Legufa, it's not a Dovar Sheinu Miskaven. Only he says that the Pshat of the Rambam is really like what the Magid Mishnah says in Perek Yudalef by Napis Musa, and he says Pshat in the Magid Mishnah that if it's Loitzi Lecha, it's Bechlam not a Melocha of Makeh Bepatish, it's not the Tzuras of Melocha. It's not so much as in the Kavon and the Alochas of the Melocha, only it's in the Tzura of the Melocha. The Melocha of Mapis Morsa, to be called a Makeh Bepatish, is only if your Kavon is like the Roshim to. But if you do it only Loitzi Lecha, it's not the Tzura. Or it's called Melocha Shelo Yazik, it's not called the Seva Bechlav. Then he says what the Reb Chaim learned in the Rambam, that he holds like the Oruch, and he says Muchach Barambam, that he holds like the Oruch, that Melocha Shemes, that Dovar Shemes is Kavan Delo Nichele, Psikration Delo Nichele by Dovar Shemes is Kavan is Mutach. And he's Medaikin from the Rambam that says Achlisik Geholim B'Shabbos, that he's Mechavan for both, he's Chayv Shtab, but if he's Mechavan only for one, so that means the other one is a Psikration Delo Nichele, so it's Potter. So he says, in that Rambam itself is Mashma, not like so. He says, Rambam Shom, the end of the Rambam, the second half, he says, Choso Gecholim Lischaminim, he shoveled out Gecholim, coal, that he wants to warm himself from it. Vuvaru Me'alein Chayv Shtayim. Chayv two, because of Kibur and Avora. Mipnei Shemelocha She'ena Tzricho Legufo Chayv Oleo, Kuma Shebyanu Bilchus Shabbos. So the Chazon says, that's talking even if he's not Mechavan, because Mechavan already the Rambam talks about. It says, Sha'afi Meinu Mechavan Loi Lechabes Veloi Lehavi is also Chayv Shtayim. So he says the first part of the Rambam is just saying the Klal, that there's over here, there's we're dealing about two Melochas of Havara and Kibui. And he's saying that even if he wasn't Mechavan, he's also Chayv. Why is he Chayv? Because Melocha Sheinu Tzricho Leguf is Chayv. And al dovar sheinu miskaven, even if it's lo nichle, he's also chayv. So he learns that the Rambam in the Sefer that he says chayv shtayim is without kavona, and even though it's tzikreisha de lo nichle is chayv. So the same Rambam that the Reb Chaim brought out, he holds like the Aruch, or the Chazanish says that he doesn't hold like the Aruch. In this union of misasik. In the same union of Mitzatzik, there's a famous Rabbi Kiveiger. Rabbi Kiveiger in the Tshuva, Simon Ches, he says that the Nesivas had a Shaila. The Nesivas is, if somebody has Chometz B'Pesach in his house, he didn't know about it. But it's called that he was over on the Aveira or not. So Lechura, he says, it should be called a Mitzatzik, because like anybody who doesn't know he's doing Aveira and he does Aveira, like Evan Monachas Le'Bechekei, and it fell out, his chayiv is not chayiv in Ilchus Shabbos because the Torah is memaita misasik. So if you have chometz in Pesach, he doesn't know about chometz sheni yodua, should be called a misasik, nafkamina. After Pesach, if he wasn't over on the lav, so of course he was a misasik, so it should be muter after Pesach. So Rabbi Kiveiger says, a raya from the Gemara that says, in Baba Kama, also I've been Menach Tzol Becheka, and it fell out, he's been Meshabbos, he's Potokos, Melechus Machshebes Osvot Torah. Why does the Gemara have to say Melechus Machshebes? Why does the Gemara say it's Misasik? Misasik is Bechlal Nad and Avera. Why does the Gemara say Melechus Machshebes? So he brings a right that Bemis Misasik is a Shogig like all Shogigim, only it's a Tur and Korban. And Melechus Machshebes is Bechlal Nad Avera. It's even less than Misasik. So Menele, he says, Nafkemine, Akomle b'derabe mine, we say, if he does b'shas ma'isachi of moment, so if we have a dover chomer, a dover kal, so he's potter on the moment, b'shas chilul Shabbos. So if he does a misasik, and misasik is called aveira, so he has komle b'derabe mine. But if he does something that's called, that's not a meleches machshevis, so he wouldn't have a komle b'derabe mine, because it's b'chlal not an aveira. And his mamshik, and he says, what would be if somebody's levish kilayim bashuk? So he's a misasik, he doesn't bechalal know that he's lovish it. So why do we have to go and tell him, or push to afilu bashuk, we have to be masbrim that he's over, he's a doraisa, why? But the lovish kilayim, and he doesn't know, is a misasik. And the misasik This is not an Avera. If there's not being over Avera, there's no reason to tell it. So it's a Raya that Misasik is called an Avera. And then he has a few big gemaras like that. So then he says maybe, Rabbi Kvega himself says, but maybe by Leibish Kelaim, because he's Nene from it, from Damas Chimun, so maybe that's even by Misasik Chayev, like the Gemara says, that Misasik Bechalot Min Barayas Chayev, Shekei Nene. So Damas Chimun would also be called Anor. And that, there's a few that talks about that, right? First of all, there's the Tzemach David. He said, brings the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says in Daf Lamed Gimel, then Niskaven Lachtich Hazat Tolosh Bechotach Hazat Mechubar is Potter. And by Me'ila, Niskaven Lichamen Begizei Chulam and Nischamen Begizei Oile is Mual. And Rashi says, B'Shabbat, you need Melechas Machshevet. So Me'ila is Potter, because not Melechas Machshevet, he meant something else. But by other Averis, it says, and also other Averis, it says, Prat Lemisasek. Boa Prat Lemisasek. But by Me'ila, it says, Nefesh Kisach Tobish Kyogre, it's Koldu. So Me'ila, you can't learn out from Me'ila. So yes, but the Miskaven, it's Chamein B'Gizei Chulin, it's Chamein B'Gizei Oila, he should be high because he's Nene, Shekei Nene. Why by other Averis, he says by other Averis, he's Potter because he's called a Misasik, but Shekei Nene. So it's a Raya that we don't say only by Arayas and Chelev, we say Shekei Nene. But our other kind of a note, like Anas Chimum, he wouldn't be Chayev. And there's our Sameach, he brings down, there's our Sameach that he says that maybe by Me'ila is different. By every Anah, even Anah's Chimun, so you're Chayev Shekei Nene. And by Kiloim would also be Shekei Nene. But by Me'ila, we don't say Shekei Nene, even on Misasik. Why? Because by Me'ila, you need also Anah and also Pgam. So even though Legabi Vanah is called Shekei Nene, but the Pgam is not Shekei Nene. The Pgam is already called a Misasik. Legabi that Chelik, so it can't be Mechayev. And that's the Tzemach David as a time, and maybe it all goes together, the Pgam with the Anah. Then he brings down, there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin that he asks, why do we need a Posik? Meleches Machsheve, that Shabbos is Potter. We have a Posik of Misasik, Tepo Kray Misasik. So Tosfos has a few Terus, and one Terus is, even though he's Nene, by Misasik, it would be Chayv. If he's by Chilo Shabbos, he's Nene. And there could be different ways to be Nene in Meleches Shabbos. We can find the Gemara that Tzemach David brings down. So if he's Nene b'Meleches Shabbos, and he's Misasek, so if it's Misad Misasek, Shekei Nene would be Chayef. But if it's Misad Meleches Machshevet, so he's Potter. So you see that even on other kinds of Hanos, we also say Shekei Nene, just like by Chalobim by Arayas. The Or Sameach brings another Raya from a Rambam. The Rambam says in Yochai's Yisurei Bias that if you're Misasik Barayas, Derech Schoik or whatever, and it's a Derech Misasik that was over on the Isra Barayas, so if it's Chorus, it's Chayv Chorus, B'chein B'Lavin. So on this Lavin, the Mepharshim says, like the Mishnah says, he's not Chayv Malkus because he's a Misafik, there's no Asura, but it means he's over on the Isra that's Chayv, on the Isra of a Lav. So the Shaila is, this Misafik that is over on the Isra of a Lav, you see that even though he's Misafik, you see, first of all, you see like Rabbi Kibega Lechor, that even though he's Misafik, he's over on the lab. So you see that Misasik is called an Avera. It's not as if he didn't do any Avera Bechlal. So that Torah Sameach brings a Raya to Rabbi Kiveger. Rav Shach Dafka brings a Raya that it's not like Rabbi Kiveger because the Rambam doesn't say Shekei Nene. He only says it in Ilchos Shogeg in Perek Beis, but he doesn't say on the Rambam here, he doesn't say Shekei Nene. So Menele, it's not because of Nene. Only it's because of Misasik, so you see that we don't say Shekei Nene by other Averis like a Lav, only we say that it's called a Misasik just because it's a Lav. So it's a little bit of Raya to Rabbi Kveger. One second, he brings a raya to Rabbi. There are a few. Says that it's talking by a lav dafka of our rayas, because it's shekein nene. But other places, we wouldn't say that misasik is called an avera. Why does the Rambam say that misasik by a lav of our rayas is chayef? If misasik is called an avera, so by any lav it should be called chayef, even though he doesn't get malchus. So the Rasamech brings that it's not like Rabbi Kavega. But the Rav Shach says that it is a right, because Rav Shach learns that he's not saying nene. The Rambam doesn't be madgish nene, and he says a lav. So memele means any lavim, not dafka the one of a right. So memele, even other lavim would also be called, that misasik is called that he did a maisa avera. So that'll be enough for this sugya. I think I had on one thing in Agadata about the Aftara we read yesterday, and it has to do with the shir we said 2 weeks ago about Shemen HaMishcho. It says in the Pasuk in the Aftara that Nathan HaNavi said to David, V'loi hoidato es avdecho mi yeshev al kisei Adoni HaMelech Acharov, that you didn't notify your servant, Nathan HaNavi, you didn't notify me who's going to be the Melech. So I didn't understand, why should David HaMelech, he's the king, he can notify whoever he wants to. It's mashma from Nathan HaNavi that the derech was, the procedure would have been that he should tell Nathan HaNavi about who's going to be the Melech. So so we talked about the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ein mamidin melech batchilo elo al pi novi val pi sanedrin shoshim in skenim." So you see that you need a novi to be mamid a melech. And also the Rambam says, we brought it last 2 weeks ago. We brought that the im novi shehemid melech mishar shivtei sfaros. So you see that the novi is very important in being Mami the Melech. Only so that's why he said Loidato Sadro, because he was a Novi, he needed a Novi to be Mami the Melech Shlomo. But really, if it's Ben Acharben, it's not called Mami Batchila, you don't really need a Novi. But over here there was a Machlokis. So since there's a Machlokis, so it's like Mami Batchila, and that's what Rashi says, that's like Botla the Yerusha, and it's like Mami Batchila, so you need a Novi. That's why he said that Loidatos Avdcho, we need the Novi, because there was a Machlokas here. But if so, I have another Kasha, because the Gemara says there that Yoyokim, there was Nimshach, even though Melech Ben Melech doesn't need Mashiach, but Yoyokim was Nimshach, because Achazi was older than him. And the Gemara says, we don't make a younger one a Melech, only if he's Mimali Mekoma. But really, the older one should be a Melech. So if so, why does the Gemara say that Shlomo HaMelech was Nimshach because of the Machlokas of Adoniyol? Should say there was Nimshach because he was younger than Adoniyol. So since the Gemara doesn't say that, we have to say that everybody knew there was a promise from David HaMelech or even a Nebuah that Shlomo should be the Melech. So Memele, because of the din of a younger one, maybe he didn't need a Mashiach, because everyone knew that. Only because of the Machlokas he needed a Mashiach. But Memele, he said, Lo Yidato Es Avdcho, because in any case, since there was a machlokas here, either for either son who would be a melech, it doesn't matter if it was Adoniyol or Shlomo, so would be doime to be mami the melech batchila, so you would need a novi to do it. And that's more lefi the Rashi that he says it's called batchila. Lefi the Rambam it's not mamish batchila, but we'll say lefi the Rambam it's doime to batchila, kedei to be mami des melucha, and everybody should be yore miponov. So it's like batchila. It's better to have in the Pirush HaMishnah is a little bit mashma that way. It's better to get the Sanhedrin and the Novi involved in making the Melech, even though the Melech been Melech. Thank you.